T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Dan Bernstein Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Roll damn tide, baby.
Okay.
Oh, man, you have no idea. If you're just joining us, it's one of these things where I'm watching it unfold on Twitter in little bits and dribs and drabs and memes and GIFs, and I'm trying to do an interview. Like, I'm in the middle of this Brandon Thorne interview, and I'm like, well, the offensive line, what do you think about this? And they're going to run the Alex Gibb stuff. And half of my brain is on fire just watching everything happening between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. And I hope the interview with Brandon Thorne made sense, because I'm not sure that I retained any of it or remembered any of it, and I apologize for it. I'm going to have to go back on the Odyssey app, and I'm going to have to listen to it, because the part of my brain that was paying attention to that interview thought it was pretty good. I thought we learned a little bit. I thought I was doing okay, but really, all I was doing was feeling my heart rate go up and having this huge endorphin dump because of what happened between two of these big shooters in college football who used to be friends and co-workers, and one the mentor of the other, but not anymore. So I guess we're going to start with Nick Saban yesterday bitching about name, image, and likeness, and apparently slandering Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, and then we'll get to Jimbo Fisher's response today after a hastily called press conference, and another thing. So here is Alabama head coach Nick Saban.
My job is to create a platform for our players to create value for themselves and their future by becoming better people, by graduating from school and developing a career off the field, and by seeing if they can develop a career on the field and play at the next level in the NFL. Our players have made $1.7 billion in the NFL since 2010. All right, so we've created a lot of opportunity. We also have one of the highest graduation rates, you know, in college athletics. But now in recruiting, we have players in our state that grew up wanting to come to Alabama, that they won't commit to us unless we say we're going to give them what somebody else is going to give them. And my theory on that is everything that we've done in college athletics has always been equal. Your scholarship is equal. They get equal Alston money. They get equal cost of attendance. They get equal academic support. They get equal medical attention. Everything has always been equal. So I told our players, I said, we're going to have a collective, but everybody's going to get the same amount of opportunity from that collective. Now, you can go earn however much you want. And I tell the recruits the same thing, because our job is not to buy you to come to school here. But name, image, and likeness is something that's here. And I think the more supporters that we have for the University of Alabama in all sports, right, that are willing to sponsor players, whatever you want to call it, use them in your business to help your business, that's going to help our programs. The thing that I fear is at some point in time, they're just going to say, we're going to have to pay players. If we start paying players, we're going to have to eliminate sports. It's not supposed to be something where people come and make money. And you make a decision about where you go to school based on how much money you're going to make. You should make a decision based on where you have the best chance to develop as a person, as a student, and as a player, which is what we've always tried to major in. And we're going to continue to do that. And hopefully there's enough people out there that want to do it. But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Okay, now, I was prepared to come. We had a whole segment set aside just to make fun of that ridiculousness from Nick Saban. Well, we do it the right way. They're all buying players. Their quarterback made $1 million last year. Bryce Young made $1 million. $1 million. Well, we do it the right way. Well, that guy might have a solid gold Cadillac, but we just get him a bronze Cadillac. Ours isn't solid gold. I mean, it's so stupid. Well, they shouldn't come to school based on money. They're not in school. They go to school. He's so close to getting it. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to coach these guys? Well, I don't know. You coach them just like anybody else. So that was already going to be it right there. But Jimbo Fisher, the head coach of that Texas A&M program that he referenced, who used to be Saban's guy, he's not his guy anymore. And he wanted to get people together at a press conference because he had things to say about Nick Saban. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimbo Fisher.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous, but when he's not on top. And the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right, but we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. Woo! You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
Woo-hoo!
We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you that people insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Questions? To the left, Olin.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
you
to got all the advantages.
Huh?
It's easy.
And I just wanted to just put it point blank. So, no players, and you're saying that no players in
there's
this
no laws of anything we ever promised, done anything that goes against the laws of the state of Texas, and it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
You know, y'all have both spoken so highly of each other in the past in terms of what y'all have done in your previous relationship. So, how disappointing was it to hear that from him? You know, in terms of. You know, a mentor type to you.
It's disappointing.
Well.
No, I wasn't. No, listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things.
Wow! You think that the Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40, come after me, you're going to downgrade him, that you think that was a thing when he's just talking about some story in the media? This dude just curb-stopped Nick Saban and told him, dig into his past.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Dig into his pat. Now I'm a college football fan today. Let's go. Roll damn tide indeed. How about it?
That is the essence.
Oh, man. Go dig into it. Some people want to be God. Go dig into God's past. The quotes that are coming from everywhere now. Bruce Feldman, just got this quote. He, Fox Sports and The Athletic, he said, spoke to a former SEC assistant who said, there's always been an honor among thieves mantra in the league, and those two just called each other's wives fat to a global audience. Like, there are other, like, longtime coaches looking around going, oh, boy. Like, what? This is what NIL is doing. This is what happens when the NCAA doesn't realize what's happening, when the sands shift so fast that all of the ground underneath them crumbles away.
This is the fun when the rabbits got the gun.
This is the best. Jimbo, go dig into his past. Well, don't mind if I do. That's when the assembled media gets out those notebooks and puts on their little fedoras and says, well, we'll get right on that. Saban's there in front of his boosters basically saying, well, we're gonna do it the right way. We're going to get them an education, and we're going to make sure they make millions. That was for his boost. Like, I'm going to need more money. You want me to compete with Texas A&M? I'm going to need more money. That was a shakedown is what that was. That's all that was. Well, we want them to go to school and do all this, and there's other classes, and they're getting all these guys. And it was more like Saban also took on Deion Sanders, and Sanders is throwing bombs at Saban right now.
It's like one step away from the boardroom scene in Liar Liar when they set up Jim Carrey and he just calls out every last person's thing sitting at the table. But even then, it's just one person doing it as opposed to all of them doing it to each other.
This is
incredible.
The circular firing squad right now, because nobody knows how to deal with this. All of the lies, all of the exposure of what this has always been is now being laid bare in front of us. And those of us without the proverbial dog in the fight can just sit back and eat this up.
How is it Nick Saban being the one who is, like, arguably the head of the most privileged college football program in our history? The one that's saying, well, it's unfair. This is unfair.
And that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to make it so other teams might be able to win. So an HBCU can have a booster that gives a guy $1 million just like you do. How do you think Deion Sanders landed that guy? Look what's going on in basketball right now. But just the football aspect level. Now I can't have 80 guys who I control completely and can run off scholarship whatever I want. Saban said something to the effect of, well, how am I supposed to control my locker room? I got an idea, coach. How about you coach them? How about that? Maybe this is why you couldn't coach the pros. Because there's actual pros with agency. And now the whole pretense of everything you've been doing is blowed up real good. Everything is awesome. Oh. This is that guy cheats a lot. They had $30 million. They bought every damn one of them. No, he didn't buy it. The old laws of the state of Texas. You notice he didn't say federal law. He only said laws of the state of Texas.
No, so, you cheated more. No,
that's what's going on. I learned from Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden taught me I do things the right way. Yeah, I don't know. There may be a little something there, too. There's nobody's clean, and it doesn't matter.
Meanwhile, SMU sitting here like, come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. Somewhere Eric Dickerson is just like, oh, man, really? Oh, God, this is great. Great, great, great. You go ask God. Narcissist. He called him a narcissist. Said he's incapable of understanding things enough. His narcissism. Called him God. Go dig into his past or anyone that's worked with him.
God's probably like, yeah, I probably won't have to deal with either of you very much.
You're right. Oh, this is just, there's trying to have high ground in here, scrambling for what they think could be perceived as high ground when everyone knows they never had any. It's all been a fraud for so long that we've all gone along with, but we just wanted to come in here and get an education, and now that school, they're buying players. You're Nick Saban is Alabama. You talking about?
I can't. And at least the only thing, and maybe I missed it in both of those, the term student athlete, I don't think was used like you heard, okay, the athletes or as students, but you didn't hear student athlete one time in there, thankfully.
Well, we'll get to that. We will get to that. No doubt.
I'm just waiting for the first one, because then Lane Kiffin is like tweeting throughout this entire thing too. He might as well have just tweeted out the Kermit sipping on the tea gif,
or the guy sitting down on the couch with popcorn gif.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where every other coach is, all of us.
The moment that I saw, almost right when our show started, I saw the tweet, Jimbo Fisher has called a press conference for 10 o'clock Central. And what did I say? I said, guys, whatever we're doing, make sure you're listening to that press conference, because this is just the great line from the 847. This is like in the movie The Sting, when Robert Shaw's character, what was it, Doyle Lonergan? Is that his name? He said, what am I supposed to do? Accuse him of cheating better than me? Yeah, because Henry Gundorf had a little something-something for the card game there. Man, oh, man. This is, it's all out there now, and all of a sudden some immensely powerful people are realizing they don't have the power that they used to have. Go get it. Everything else in the world might be completely miserable and falling apart, and the center cannot hold, and the falcon cannot hear the falconer into the widening gyre. But oh man, this is good. And look who just walked in with his Alabama sweatshirt on. Roll damn tie. Who's got his Alabama hoodie on in full effect? That could not have timed any better.
We back!
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if it's God, you can forgive God for being a narcissist, you know? He's God, but let's go digging into his past a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.